Hey, this is Dr. Interesting Shishin Lasting. This is SEVERSON. First name is Elizabeth. Date of birth is November 4th. Date of service is November 4th, 2025. Next paragraph. The patient tells me that she was involved in traumatic brain injury. First, it was in 2012. A common patient was sitting inside of a Humvee military truck. First up, she wasn't driving. First up, she was in Afghanistan. First up, and the Humvee suddenly had an IED explosion next to him. A patient tells me that there's a shockwave make her dizzy and confused. First up, however, she did not lose consciousness. First up, she has some concentration difficulty, but then she continued on fighting. First up, there's no loss of consciousness. First up, next paragraph. In 2015 and 2016, coma patient was also in patrol cars. First up, a patient tells me that she had again, multiple IED explosions near her car. She tells me most of these IED explosions did not cause a loss of consciousness. She remembers she had one loss of consciousness. In her patrol car. She does not know how long she was out of consciousness. She thinks it's a brief moment. When she woke up, a coma patient was able to continue to patrol. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that since this injury, a patient for her memory loss. Patient poor naming. A patient was diagnosed of attention deficit, which making her have these type of symptoms. Patient tells me that she has irritability, brain fog, lack of emotions. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that a patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. The events that she described, I do not believe they are severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. This marks at the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is IRWIN. First name is YESICA. Hold on a minute. First name is YESICA. First name is IRWIN. Date of birth service October 23, 2025. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that in 2023, comma, patient was in doing physical exercise, physical training, comma. Patient was running an obstacle course. When she got up, she was getting up and down and up against a wall. She got up to the highest point on the wall and fell backwards. She fell back and landed onto the back of the head. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient hit the back of the head very hard. When she woke up, she was confused, disoriented, with a severe headache. Next paragraph. Since then, patient have headaches, dizziness, memory loss. Patient's difficulty concentration and focus. Patient has trouble balancing. Patient also have difficulty with the headaches. Patient apparently still in the army. Management coordinator. Patient tells me that her memory is significantly affecting her the way her job. She's not able to concentrate. She's not able to focus. People forget her task duties. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. She filed from an obstacle course, from a wall, the highest point on the wall, and fell back and hit the back of the head. The first time, she was immediate loss of consciousness and woke up with a severe pain and headache. The first time, I believe that these are all signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph, next patient, last thing is an MCC. LAIN, again, MCCLAIN, first name is Matthew, MATTHEW, date of visit is October 23, 2025, first up, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2002, a common patient was in San Diego, California. First up, a patient was working on a rifle. First up, a patient tells me that a rifle hit the top of his head. First up, a patient it was a big rifle and hit the front of his head. First up, a patient immediate confusion and disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that he got bleeding from the forehead. First up, a patient was knocked down. First up, he did not lose consciousness. A patient was confused and disoriented. The first up, patient had headaches many days after that. The first up, date of service is October 29. Date of service is October 29. Next paragraph, a patient since then have headaches. First up, next number. Patient has brain fog, memory loss. First up, forget small things. The next paragraph, a patient is currently working for maintenance, credit union maintenance. He's a maintenance coordinator. Patient tells me that his memory loss is affecting him to his job. He will forget task duties. He will forget small things. This marks the end of the take. Next patient. Last name is. Next patient, last name is Corral. Corral. First name is Tyler. Date of service is October 29, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury in 2021. The patient was doing physical training. Let's repeat again. Patient in 2025 was involved in a motor vehicle accident in Vacaville. A patient hit the left side of the head onto the door and window. Tells me that he has loss of consciousness. Patient has severe headache, confusion, disorientation. Patient also have another episode of head injury in 2021 with physical training and with the squadron. Tells me that he had head injury dropping, working. Patient had head injury working out, dropping weights. Patient tells me that he sustained a whiplash injury as he was working with the weight. First, patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First, patient denies any loss of consciousness. Next, the paragraph of a patient has severe head pain, migraines, patient also have dizziness, heart palpitation, knee pain, forehead pain, shooting pain, ear pain. First off, my patient is currently still working for logistics in the Air Force. So first off, he tells me that the headache are significantly affecting the way he does his job. First off, he tells me that he's not able to focus, concentrate. First off, this marks, dictation.